At this point, we're asking for the public's help in trying to identify the two people we believe are responsible for this shooting, and we're offering a reward of up to $2,000 for information. Unfortunately, we don't have a good description of either of our two suspects, as both of them had their faces covered during the incident.
Are you looking at surveillance videos, or do you have witness descriptions? What is it?
Well, we do have information from an additional employee of the restaurant who was with the victim at the time of the shooting. However, we've only been able to gather very limited information because the suspect's faces were covered. So we've not been able to gather much detail about them, and that's why we're hoping that someone with information may be able to provide us with a little more.
All right. Do you have any more information on what happened? This was actually outside of the restaurant. Was the manager leaving, or was he taken outside, or how what happened there?
The manager was told that there was a suspicious person outside the restaurant, and he and another employee went out to see who was there and confront them if, in fact, they were there for suspicious reasons. When he walked to the area where he believed this person was last seen, two men came out from behind a dumpster, and one fired shots at him. He was struck multiple times in the torso, and he's still in critical condition at shock trauma.
Their employee apparently escaped not harmed.
The other employee was able to run back into the restaurant and call 911.
Do you have a suspected motive in this robbery, some kind of retribution? What do you know?
At this point, we don't have a motive in this case, and because the victim has been in and out of surgery, we've not been able to talk with him yet. So we're hoping to be able to have more information when he hopefully starts to improve and our detectives can interview him.
Okay, Sherry, I think that covers it. Miss anything that you need to make sure gets out?
Anyone with information should call us at 410-313-STOP.
Okay, I guess I'm a little curious. The detectives are offering a reward. Is that an unusual move in cases like this? Usually it's Crime Stoppers or some other agency. Why the detectives?
Here in Howard County, we offer reward money from our own detectives. They have a fund that they are able to use to do that, and that's pretty standard here because that way we know that we can get the tips directly into our police department, directly to our detectives, and there's no middleman in between.